The truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso, your host here. And this is August 21st, 2023. Episode number 20,200. I don't know what. A lot of episodes of this show over a lot of years. And it's wonderful to have you here tonight for a live show. It's 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas. I'm up here in what used to be little visited North Dakota, but we're getting visited a lot lately by a bunch of strange looking people who, it's not hard to figure out, they're not North Dakotans. Not hard at all. And I pointed out to one of my kids in a store yesterday, I said, check out that guy's shirt. And he said, what about it? And I said, see that fringe all over the bottom of the shirt and everything else about his clothes? I said, you can't buy any of that in the United States. Doesn't exist in the United States. That guy came across the Rio Grande within the last couple of weeks, and he was probably wearing that outfit. So we're being invaded up here, and they're so obvious. It's so heavily males in their 20s, teens, 20s, and early 30s, they are just gloating. They are giddy at what they've done. Anyway, I don't want to bum you out. I mean, I can take you into the doldrums here. I've talked long enough about this, but no, it's not little visited up here in North Dakota anymore. We're being very visited by a very alien visitation. The big deal coming up is Wednesday. That is the Republican National Committee organized and sanctioned debate, the official debate put together by Ronna Romney McDaniel. Boy, is she a rhino. And she's having to deal with the fact that Donald Trump has said, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, Ronna. I'm not interested in your debate. So it'll be a laugh and a half. I don't know exactly what the president will be doing during the time of the debate. It'll be prime time Wednesday night. It'll probably be right during this show. Right, if not just before or just after. So we'll be plugged into that for sure. And I think, did I get it right? The president will be with Tucker Carlson during the RNC setup debate. It was a setup with Bret Baier there to ask the trick questions of Donald Trump and to keep him from being able to answer. Bret Baier will be there, but he's going to be there all by himself with these clowns. I don't know who's qualified. I think maybe off the top of my head I can remember who's met Ronna Romney McDaniel's criteria for participating in the debate. There's Tim Scott. There's Chris Christie. There's Mike Pence. There's Vivek Ramaswamy. There's Rhonda Sanctimonious. And who else is Nikki Haley? Who else has made it? I don't know if Doug Burgum made it or not. If he did, it would be strictly on the basis of his own, spending lots of his own money to round up $1 contributions from people with some kind of mass mailing or phone campaign. But anyway, it's not going to be. There are a number of people who won't make it into the debate, and it's going to be such a laugher. It's going to be just a can't miss event. And then Donald Trump, now, how will it go? I think on whatever, where will Donald Trump be streaming his appearance if he does appear with Tucker Carlson? I think he'll stream it on Tucker on X, Tucker on Twitter. So Twitter will have like a record-breaking night, you know, with 10 million viewers. And then the official Ronald Romney McDaniel Rhino debate will have, you know, some pathetic, you know, paltry number by comparison. And most of those number will be like you and like me, will be gawkers who are, you know, we're ogling the train wreck, the car wreck. We're slowing down to look at the wreckage. We're not really there because we're interested in the people. We're just enjoying the humor of it all. That's not an audience. That's not really. Does that qualify as an audience? People laughing at you when you are not trying to be funny. So that'll be the story on Wednesday night. Here it is, Monday night. We're 48 hours away from that. We're right there. So that's the big deal coming up. And that will be wonderful. Let's go to the president. Let's see what he's got up for us on his postings today. Here I go over to Truth Social. And let's see what's shaking over here in the president's latest post. I think he's got some up that he just put up. Okay, here we go. I'll hit the president. And here's something he put up an hour ago. He says, "Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday." Unless, so Fannie Willis got it a little bit wrong here. She should have scheduled it for Wednesday, the Republican debate night, and spoiled that. Or she should have scheduled it for Tuesday, spoil it that way. "I'll be going to Atlanta on Thursday to be arrested by a radical left district attorney, Fannie Willis, who is overseeing one of the greatest murder and violent crime disasters in American history." Atlanta is, in fact, just a giant killing zone. "In my case, the trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call." That was his phone call with this rhino phony Republican, Brad Raffensperger, who, along with his sidekick, Governor Brian Kemp, these are two ensconced rhinos who did all they could do to make sure that Georgia lost its two Republican seats to two Democrats. And thereby lost the Senate for the Republicans. Nice job, Kemp and Raffensperger. Remember what we used to call him when we were getting livid about Raffensperger on this show? I can't remember. It was something with a rat. Rodent. We called him rodent. She campaigned and is continuing to campaign, that's Fannie Willis, and raise money on this witch hunt. This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's Department of Justice. It is all about election interference. This is mind-boggling. This is third world. This is third world. This is banana republic. This is not America. course, all of you know all of that. He puts up a clip here from CNN, which is having a conniption. Their headline is Trump's lead is even larger. Look at these leads for Donald Trump. So as the indictments mount up, Donald Trump's the purpose is to knock down Donald Trump's commanding lead. And the actual effect is it's bolstered. The left is beside itself. Okay, here's one. And here's some amazing, you know, the typical things. Trump, he puts them up. Some of these polls where he's just up. In South Carolina, there's Tim Scott's state. He's 34 points ahead of DeSantis, who's at 14, tied with Scott at 14. Haley at 8, Christie at 7, Ramaswamy, at 6, and Pence. Oh, here's a new low for Pence. Okay, a new low. I like to mark these new lows. okay, a new low for Mike Pence. Oh, is he starting to be hated by the Patriot cause? Let's see here. You know who I'm searching for. The one, the only, Chubby Checker. Turn this down here. There we go. I caught it in time. You didn't hear the ad? Good deal. All right, here we go. New law for Mike Pence.
Every limbo boy and girl, all around the limbo world.
Listen up, Mike.
Gonna do the limbo rock, all around the limbo block. Jack the limbo.
Mike, be quick.
Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo block. Now, hey, let's do the limbo rock. Limbo lower now.
Come on, Mike.
Limbo lower now.
You can get lower. Come on, bend over.
Spread your limbo feet. Bend back like a limbo tree.
Bend back.
Jack,
be quick. Mike, go under limbo stick. All right, so we've got Mike Pence now doing the limbo rock. And, no guy more richly deserved the limbo. To spread his feet and to the limbo beat than Mike Pence. Okay. All right, so here's another poll. The election betting odds. Now, here's one. Get this. Imagine you're punish yourself for a moment and imagine that you're Ron DeSanctimonious or that you're Ron's wife. Apparently, she's really, you know, Jill Biden is actually like, apparently, like operating Joe Biden. And DeSantis' wife seems to be a similar case. She seems to be, you know, like, come on, Ron, be a man. Let's go. Come on. Get up, do that speech. But here, imagine you're Mrs. DeSanctimonious. And how do you deal with these numbers? At this particular website, Interactive Polls, on December 15th, the betting odds that Ron DeSantis would get the nomination were 52.6%. I'm going to round these off, 53%. Now imagine, you know, they're putting out odds, you know, hey, hey, Mrs. DeSanctimonious, your boy is at 53%. Go, girl. Go, girl. Your dreams of you can be in the White House. Oh, my gosh, the gowns and the drapes you can buy and the, oh, my goodness, the hors d'oeuvres, the parties you can hold. 53%. Well, okay, but then by January 9th, I don't know, something happened on the way to the White House. Mrs. DeSanctimonious dropped to 43% from 53%. It's still a high number. Okay, but then come March 20th, the betting odds, and I'm just reading the numbers that are up here, posted by President Trump. So these are the ones that are available. March 20th, Mrs. De Sanctimonious is down to 35%. Ooh, things are heading south. But then we got a phone caller here, Gregory in California. We'll get to you, Gregory, in a moment. So March 20th, okay, well, all right. So, but now, it really goes bad here. The next available date is July 11th. The Vegas betting odds on Ron Disaster getting the presidency, no, getting the nomination, not the presidency, the nomination, because that's only halfway there. In July, they went down to 13%. Oh, coming down from 53 only a few months earlier, half a year earlier. But then a few weeks later, July 30th, the numbers had dropped from 13% to 10%. Ooh, actually 9.8. So he for the first time dipped below two digits. 9.8% on July 30th. And now, August 21st, what are the odds that DeSantis will get the nomination? 7.4%. Don't bet your kids' college money on that one. Not unless you got some really good odds. Can you believe that? Man, I'd want 1,000-to-1 odds to bet my kids' college money on that bet. So coming down in half a year, a little more than, from 53% to 7%. Sanctimonious bad news. And by the way, guess whose odds of getting the nomination are better than those of disaster? That's right, Vivek Ramaswamy. The betting line on Vivek is now at 13.5%. That's double DeSantis. Ooh-wee. Double almost DeSantis. The odds on President Trump are 68.1%. Can't win much money betting on Donald Trump. All right, so that's kind of exciting. Let's go to our caller, Gregory in California. Gregory, what's on your mind?
Hello. Good to see you. Made it through another day. James.
Yeah. Are you in Northern California or Southern California?
I'm up here in Rough and Ready, which is north. Actually, central. A little bit north of Sacramento.
That's Mark Twain country.
No, Mark Twain covered a lot of country. I've got to tell you.
I think he had a story. He had a story called your reference, Rough and Ready, I think actually comes from Mark Twain.
Yeah, might be. I mean, he was all over the planet back in those days. He was one spectacular man.
Yes, he was.
He got around.
Yes, he was. Yeah. So up in northern Sacramento there, which area I know very well, what's cooking? What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling to see what was on your mind and trying to discern why you keep on.
Here it comes, folks. Go ahead.
And all this, political trite that is all fabricated.
Okay, now hang on, Gregory. I'm loving this. I could hear it coming. Stay with me. We'll develop your thought after this break.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Okay, we're back, folks, and I'm going to take a little interlude here. You stay on the phone there. Hang on, Gregory in California. We'll get to your nihilistic thought in just a moment. I'm just predicting what's coming here. I'm looking into the crystal ball. But meanwhile, just a moment ago, we mentioned the great Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. And, you know, I do so much ancestry, so many family tree researches. It's gotten bigger than my brain capacity. I knew I was a Samuel Clemens relative, but I'd forgotten the exact degree of relationship. And so I just looked it up. And through my father and through my father's father, what's that song, A Copperhead Road, where, oh God, what a great song, where he says about his past, he cites his name and then says, like my father's father's name. I'll go to that in just a moment. But I am related to Samuel Clemens, and let me find it here. Here it is. Samuel Langhorne Clemens is my 10th cousin. Now, that's a little bit remote, 10th cousin. But it's an interesting relationship. We are blood relatives, me and Samuel Clemens, Langhorne Clemens, and we are related through, we both share as our 13th great-grandfather. Well, for Clemens, it would be a little more like his 11th great-grandfather, but my 13th great-grandfather, we share as our grandfather. This is where ancestry is so fun, folks. If you're the cousin to somebody, don't blow that off. It's not like you have some slight little relationship or that, somebody kissed somebody and that's no. You're a blood relative. If you're a cousin to anybody, you both have a grandparent in common whose blood courses through your veins. And in the case of, for me and Samuel Clemens, it's Sir William Hill, who was born in Taunton, Somerset in 1470, died in Taunton, Somerset in 1532. He's my 13th great-grandfather. So that's a direct connection to this incredible man, Samuel Langhorne Clemens. And I've got, for teaching purposes, for my now 12-year-old son, I've got an old edition of Tom Sawyer, beautifully printed with the old illustrations and all of that, and we're reading Tom Sawyer. What a great book for the young American boy. And, of course, you can be sure it'll be canceled. It'll be removed from all bookshelves. It won't even be allowed in libraries because it's racist. That's right, Mark Twain, you racist, you white male, chauvinist pig. So he'll be canceled. He'll be eliminated, along with Beethoven and, Sir Isaac Newton and Galileo. They're all going to go because they were all patriots. They were all white men. That's unforgivable. Anyway, so let's go back to Gregory in California. So, Gregory, you were about to develop a thought. You're talking about – go ahead. Let me let you use your words.
You took my little brain cell all over the planet there with that last expose of diatribe. I must say, I'm totally lost for words for a second, but let me pick up where we left off on Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. The coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco, I believe was one of his quotes.
Okay. It gets cold in San Francisco with that fog coming in off the water. That is true.
Been there, done that, got T-shirt, underwear, socks, and jockstrap. Yep, no worries there. Yeah, it gets cold down there. You got to – it's not a dry cold, which is really not as uncomfortable as a wet cold. When you get around 33, 34, 35 degrees and it's humid, it can get – really bone chilling ugly.
Okay, you're talking to a North Dakotan, and I will this winter experience, in all likelihood, I will experience a couple days at minus 30 before the wind chill, minus 30 absolute temperature. So
yeah,
don't tell me how cold plus 30 is.
There's no humidity. It's all frozen out of the air.
Oh, that doesn't help that much. It doesn't help that much. If you have a little hole in your shoe, your toe will freeze. You'll get frostbite with just a little hole in your tennis shoe. So I found that out the hard way. I got frostbite in a big toe. All I had was a little hole in my tennis shoe. And that minus 30 degrees got in there. I've recovered.
Oh, yeah.
I've restored the nerves in that toe, but for years I couldn't feel half of my big toe on one side. But now, you said something about tripe. Try it.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
And before we go back to Greg in California, let me give you another piece of bad news. First was the good news about the Trump not being at the laffer on Wednesday, and that's going to be a side splitter. Here's some bad news I heard this morning on the COVID front. Remember the great hero who invented the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, who is a tremendous opponent of the vaccine, the COVID-19 bioweapon vaccine. Great opponent of. This is a guy that invented the mRNA technology. What I heard this morning is that there are scientists now who say that what Pfizer put out and the other manufacturers of the bioweapon, it is not actually mRNA. It's modified mRNA. It's not mRNA. It's mod RNA. And here's the short layman summary, as I understand it now. This is bad, bad news for all of us, because this modified RNA penetrates easily through things like the blood-brain barrier. it takes over cells. It doesn't just get into them. It doesn't just cause a cell to behave a certain way for a short time and then degrade. No, it's very hearty and does not degrade easily and takes over with artificially created versions of RNA that persist in your system, take over your system, and make you a spike protein factory for an indeterminate time. We don't even know. It doesn't appear to wear off the way mRNA wears off. Your body hunts it down and gets rid of it. But the modified RNA is specifically modified with manipulations of the gene code so that your body doesn't recognize the invasion and doesn't kill it, doesn't clean it up. So this is bad news. The COVID vaccine bioweapon is worse than we thought, longer persisting than we thought. And those of us who didn't get vaccinated, well, so sad, too bad. We're getting vaccinated all the time with the people all around us shedding the spike proteins from the modified RNA. So that's the bad news. So now let's go. I'm going all over the place here, Greg. And so go to your, what was your thought? You were saying, why are you persisting in this tripe, Kelso? What's the tripe I'm persisting in?
All right. What's the definition of insanity?
Okay, I know that one. You're expecting a different result from the same action. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm asking the simple question is, why are you supporting the same old tripe that's been...
What is the same old tripe? What is the same old tripe? What is that?
The Trump tripe.
The Trump tripe.
Or
so you're a poet and you don't
tripe.
Even know
any
it.
Any of the government minutia that tells you got to do this, that, and the other, and let's vote for me or vote for me, or vote for any of these morons that are out there trying to glean your attention.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting. Yeah, now here's what I'm getting from you.
For minutia that really doesn't matter in your real existence.
Okay, now Gregory, here's the Grand Canyon. Here's the Grand Canyon that spiritually or philosophically or psychologically separates you and I. Okay, you are. I don't mean to be insulting you here, but you are a nihilist, and.
Thank you for judging me. Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
that,
you know, philosophies have, yeah, you know, there are someone who thinks that, you know, it's all going to hell and, you know, this is all trivial and it doesn't really affect you.
You're taking it to hell, dude. Give me a break.
Okay,
you're doing
so where is your hope? Let me ask you this.
Mushroom poopy butt.
What is, in your mind, what group, or what person represents the most promising flag behind which we can march? What person or group is to you provides the greatest leadership in saving America and saving freedom?
Me, when I look in the mirror and say, "Okay, I'm going to be free today. I'm not going to subject myself to the subjugation of government," and all those that believe in that reality. We only have so many precious moments on this planet, and to give them up to...
Okay. Well, okay. I got your thought, Greg, or Gregory. And, I'm trying to characterize what you're doing fairly, but it's also a subjectivist, as if when you look in the mirror, that's a good image you're using to describe what's going on for you. You are looking in the mirror and you don't like the world as it is around you. And so you're going to retreat inwardly and somehow that makes it all go away or makes it more tolerable for you. But unfortunately, that's delusional. And I don't know if you have kids, Gregory, but, you know, I kind of, I'll tell you what, I could be a nihilist for myself. I could not care a rat's ass about my own fate. I could do that to myself. I don't do that, but I could imagine it. But when you have children, it's another story altogether. And you have to leave them a world that is hopeful, a world in which they can experience the freedom and the beauty that was given to me as a young man. And my dread, and I'm going to fight like hell before they take that beauty and that freedom away from my two children, a boy and a girl. They're gonna get one hell of a fight from Kelso. And that fighting will go on till I breathe my last breath. So yeah, my last two syllables might be hell no. Or maybe three, go to hell. Or something more beautiful. I'd like to end with a thought of beauty on my lips. And, you know, I love you. But my way of loving my descendants is to do as much as I can to leave them as good a world as I can, with as much of what Samuel Clemens, of the beauty that he and our ancestors created. That's my mission. That's it. So that's a Grand Canyon that separates us. I don't look in the mirror. I look into my children's eyes, and I want to see them hopeful about a life that's as beautiful as the one that was given to me by my ancestors. And I don't want to fail my children. And that's true of all parents out there, and then all people who can think like parents. You don't have to be a parent. For a long time in my life, I was late to parenting in my life. You can not have your own kids and still think parentally and think about the future generations. I did that for a number of decades. So, and you can be as much of a help to the children of others as you can to your own children. You can be part of your generation and do what you can. Beethoven didn't have any children, but my God, was he a great parent to millions of us. We were listening in the car to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata and the Appassionata Sonata. And you know, I was mentioning to my kids that, you know, that man in his short life of 57 years from 1770 to 1827, miserable in health, very miserable at the end of his life in health, suffering greatly, created more beautiful music than any being that ever lived or existed. And then, you know, we add to that people like Johann Sebastian Bach. We also listen to an incredible, I think the title was Sinfonia Concertante in B-flat major, with beautiful oboe parts in it by Franz Joseph Haydn. But that's what they left us. And are we going to lose that thread? And of course, one way to lose that thread, and this is the racial component, it's not a coincidence that all of those Haydn, Bach, Beethoven, Newton, they all looked like you and me. And funny, isn't it? They thought like you and me. Their minds and their love of beauty and truth was innate. It came with the package when they were born. Came in that DNA that the mod RNA is screwing up. And so preserving that DNA that produced all that beauty, that's the key, isn't it? Charles Lindbergh said it. One of his quotes was something to the effect of, it's all about genetics. It's all about genetics. He was recognizing that truth, that all these people who created all this beauty and truth created our civilization. For instance, right now, we're working to defend the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, justice. Where did these come from? Name me the civilization that produced those beliefs, those ideals. Name me the civilization. Don't try to name me two civilizations that produce those things, because you can't. There is not a second civilization ever in the history of Earth that produced a belief in free speech, that produced a belief in the rule of law, that a belief in the rights of man, the belief, the ideal that governments derive their power from the consent of the governed and not the other way around. The idea of sovereign citizens, that's us. That's our people. And we, the American people, we are the pinnacle of that racial triumph. And we're also experiencing, like people at a pinnacle, that isn't that kind of weird where we are? We've seen the best of times, and in Dickens' words, the worst of times. These are the best, and they are the worst of times, because we're crossing over that pinnacle. We viewed life from the highest peak man ever achieved. That America of the 1950s, the 1960s that I grew up in, and I assumed was eternal and everlasting, and would never go, would only get better. I believed in endless progress. The way what I'd seen as a little boy, my mom kept getting more and more gadgets and goodies in the kitchen. It got more and more fascinating. New things appeared on our Ford and our Chevy. New stuff popped out of the dash that you'd never seen before. Radial tires, you know, you name it. Power steering. All kinds of really neat goodies. The V8 engine. It was a cornucopia of endless invention and wonder. And that was a dumb assumption, wasn't it? Let's go to Wayne. I'm sorry, James is in Vancouver. I'm getting all thrilled with my own voice. I better shut up. We got three callers here, James in Vancouver, Ed in Utah, and Wayne in Texas. All of them getting PO'd at me. Let's go to you first, James, in quick order. James, you're on.
Yeah, I got a new one. Ron Disastromonius. How's that one sound?
Okay. I like that.
And Monius. All okay. Those guys meeting Wednesday are going to have their debate, and Tucker Carlson and President Trump are going to have their talk, and President Trump is going to take the lead in polls for that meeting, and the rest of those guys are going to be rats on the ship that's going to drown with the ship. Back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah. And now stay there, James. Don't go anywhere. Let's first let Wayne in Texas into the call, and then we'll go to Ed in Utah. Wayne, thank you for calling.
James, I appreciate. Yeah, thanks, James. I appreciate it. In the previous conversation with that fellow, I heard the term moron, and that described that whole conversation with that guy, because he had nothing, no facts, no nothing that could help the discussion at all. And he's symptomatic of a lot of morons in this country that refuse to look at what Trump did for us. You know, I don't call taking on China and having them pay us billions in tariffs as tripe, or sealing the borders and cutting off the flow of fentanyl, which was quite a bit during his time. He didn't knock it out entirely, but he really did a great job. How about cutting all the regulations and having our gas under $2? I'm sure that moron out there in California appreciated that. What about fighting to keep jobs and helping vets? You know, with that veteran's choice, that helped a lot of veterans' families keep it to where they didn't have to travel hundreds of miles to get care for their veteran husband or whatever. They could go to a local hospital. So I get so goddamn sick of these people.
This is very eloquent. Stay there, Wayne. I just want to address Greg. Gregory out in California, are you listening to that Texan from the Alamo? He's talking to you, Greg. He's drawing a line in the sand there with his sword. Okay, Greg, are you riding out of the Alamo? I think you did. I think you didn't have what it takes. for that fight, Greg and Gregory. So listen to Wayne in Texas, and listen to every good Texan. Remember that Texas flag that said, come and get it. So you're right, Wayne. You're a true Texan. And and think about it, folks. When you start to think it's hopeless, how hopeless was it for Congressman David Crockett when he decided to stay in the Alamo? He rode all the way from Tennessee, probably took a pack horse and his own horse, rode all by himself, all the way from Tennessee to Texas on a trackless ride. He didn't take the interstate. Can you imagine? That's just about like walking from Tennessee to Texas. And he gets to the Alamo. He's facing certain death. He knows he's going to die. He
just stood there alone, Big John.
And Big John.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks, and we got the great James in Vancouver, the great Wayne in Texas. Let's just get in a hello here to Ed in Utah. Stay with me, Wayne. Stay with me, James. Ed in Utah, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me now, James?
Yes, I do. What's on your mind quickly? I'm sorry, I ran you up against the time clock. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. Good job, James. You deserve a lot of credit for standing with Trump in the early days with the Trump phenomenon and what you're doing now. I do want to point out that the two wannabe Rush Limbaughs that are there, Bud Saxton or whatever, they're Clay Travis, they are imposters. Without Rush Limbaugh having a renaissance due to Donald Trump. You see, Donald Trump brought out the good in those that were in the mainstream, Phyllis Schlafly and Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh. Trump would not have gotten into the White House with just us out here and you, James. We needed right. some mainstreamers to come in with us, and he yes. brought the good out in them. Conversely, he's exposed. Look what he's done. He's exposed the deep state. We're seeing the child pedophile rings. We're seeing the child traffickers. We're seeing the fentanyl people, the international drug traders. All these people are on display for any moron in California or in Washington to see. Donald Trump yes. alone brought that on.
Wow.
And
you know,
they had to go to the point of stealing the election, James.
Ed. Yeah. Hallelujah, brother. You've got the fire, and so does Wayne in Texas and James in Vancouver. And this is one of the things that's very, very hopeful. I say to this as a closing thought for people. Think of those courageous patriots in the Alamo, none of whom, and William Travis said, you know, step across the line. They all stayed. You know, as many as, you know, the total number is not known for certain, but as many as 257 of them were killed, mostly in the Longhouse. Go to the Alamo, folks. Visit Texas. Visit Dealey Plaza. Visit the Alamo. It will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck when you visit, when you walk into the Longhouse and you go into the Alamo Mission and you see where those men, you can see the bullet holes in the wall, they're still there with fragments from the balls that went into those walls. And I put my finger in there and took a little rust out of something that had shot at those heroes. It's still there. Go there. When you start feeling that it's hopeless and you don't want to stay in the fight, think of Jim Bowie and David Crockett and William Travis, and you will stop worrying about it. You will be a man, you will be a woman, and you will be up for this fight. And though they were redeemed, those who fell at the Alamo, just weeks later at the Battle of San Jacinto, they clobbered the Mexican army and totally destroyed them. And their commander fled in women's underwear. Trying to get off the battlefield, and they grabbed him. And so be inspired by David Crockett and how he lived. He was a U.S. congressman in Tennessee, and how he died. And then try not to die. Try to live like the fighters at San Jacinto. It's in us, folks. It's in our genes. We can do this. We can win. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you again tomorrow night. And I'm all a Twitter for Wednesday night. See you then. Don't stop
believing. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store. Located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.